Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Business of African Fashion podcast. I just had to jump on the microphone really quickly because I literally had a light bulb moment, and I'm here to share the reason I believe that it's time for African tailors, African fashion entrepreneurs to take their place in the fashion industry. Because of the pandemic, a shift happened in the way that the world operates, in the way that we do business, in the way that we communicate, in the way that we show up. And it's such a profound change. And because we're in the middle of it, sometimes it's hard for us to see. And when I started looking at building this platform, Business of African Fashion, I started to think about what really would differentiate the African fashion industry from the rest of the world. What really will start to help the African fashion industry dominate and stand out? Because I thought about it. Let me use Nigeria for an example. There is over 140 million people in Nigeria, and each of those people wear clothes every single day. So where are these clothes coming from if Nigerian tailors, if African tailors are so unreliable and we're not able to depend on them to create the clothes that we wear in our fashion industry? And I realize that's because the clothes that a lot of people are wearing in Africa today is coming from the used secondhand clothes from the West, right? There's a lot of dumping that happens. There's a lot of clothes that are maybe subpar, maybe they're used, maybe they're just waste that is dumped in Africa. And because of the pandemic, there was a huge push on sustainability during that period. And you know what I realized? If truly this sustainability movement that the Western fashion industry is pushing ends up happening, which would be amazing for the earth, you know what's going to happen? That dries up the supply for used clothes for African people to wear. And this is the perfect opportunity for us as African fashion entrepreneurs, as African tailors, to step in. Because again, everybody living on the planet has to wear clothes every single day. And if the supply from waste or used clothes from the West is dried up, guess who people are going to be looking to for clothes? Us. So we have to be ready. This is why I said the revolution is happening. You have to take your place. Because when the supply is dried up from used clothes coming from the West, what else are people going to wear? They're going to start looking inwards and looking to the African fashion industry, the African fashion entrepreneurs, African tailors, to supply their clothes. And we have to be ready to take up that place. So don't get frustrated. I know sometimes it might be challenging, it might be difficult, and you might feel like Africans don't appreciate what you're creating, or there's so much waste coming from the West that your clothes don't have the ability to dominate the market or get the appreciation and buying power that they can get. But don't worry, because with sustainability being pushed, that supply of used clothes is going to dry up, because there's a lot more accountability for these big brands that keep dumping clothes into Africa to be responsible for their actions. So that supply of used clothes is going to dry up very soon. And that's when we step in. We step in with our quality, sustainable way of doing things. We step in with the way that we provide clothes to our customers. We step in with the way that we provide service as African fashion entrepreneurs, as African tailors. That's what just dropped on my mind. The supply is drying up. Sustainability is being pushed heavily, which is awesome and great for our planet. And this creates the perfect opportunity for us as African fashion entrepreneurs, African tailors, to step in, take our place, and dominate the fashion industry. That's all I have to say. I'll see you on the next episode. Bye.